Hello, good morning. This is Gina Aliotti, and wow, what an amazing weekend I had. I posted that I went to a conference this weekend, and I attended the Longevity Conference in Costa Mesa, California. And wow, it was just what I needed to kind of rethink things through and just give me that little bit of motivation to round out this year full swing, and just kind of made me think a little bit more about longevity and what we're all about here on Gina Aliotti Fitness Network, and that is our living this healthy, balanced lifestyle. And you know, sometimes it's important for us to kind of reconsider what that exactly that means, what longevity means to each of us, what health truly means. And sometimes I believe that in this society that we live in today, where, you know, look how you look is so important, I think sometimes we lose sight of the true essence of health and what longevity really truly is. Longevity is not about you know, how sharp your six pack is, if you even have a six pack, or you know, what your body fat is. Of course, body fat does interlay into you know, your overall health and well-being, but it's not all about how you look. And so I really want to stress that how you look and health are two completely different things. Now, I will say that when you do follow a healthy lifestyle and you make smart choices and you eat the right foods, you're going to look amazing. You're going to actually probably look more amazing ever than you ever have before, because your hair, your skin, your nails, everything's shiny. Everything is coming from the inside out. So if you're exuding that health, it's really truly going to shine on the outside, and you are going to be more beautiful than you ever have in your entire life. And this weekend was just really all about long-term health and longevity and what it is going to take for us to get in the proper nutrients, to do the proper things, to allow us to live a full life, the life that we've always dreamed of. And it just kind of made me re-evaluate everything, and just really stressed these concepts in different terms, kind of pulled me aside, or pulled everyone that was there out of typical society. And you know what society is all about today. We're all about, you know, a quick fix and how you look, and you know, meeting these certain protocols, or quote unquote, you know, looking a certain way, the ways that the magazines have everyone displayed. So that it was just really a powerful weekend, and I'm going to be sharing with you some of the things that I learned and just brushed up on. And so many of these things we know, but it's really important, just like you tune up a car, that you tune up yourself, your thought process, and just kind of get back to reality and what it really means to be healthy. And again, I'm just going to reiterate that, you know, so often we're looking for that quick fixer. We're thinking, okay, calories, and you know, how many calories are in this, and how can I get the most amount of food with the least amount of calories? So I'm going to use artificial sweeteners, and I'm going to go non-fat and all that. But what happens with that is when you do that, you're filling your body with chemicals. And you know, we need to get back to the way that our grandparents lived, and the way that this world was evolved, and that was not on processed food, that was not on all these things that make up our diets today. So I'm going to start out by just, you know, I wanted to just mention how powerful that weekend was and how I'm just really excited to deliver some new information to everybody. But I also, I just want to start with the simple concept of, you know, we all know you are what you eat. And I want you to think about that today as you eat your meals, and throughout this week, throughout this month, and hopefully just kind of have that in the back of your head or the back of your mind as you continue on this lifestyle. And you know, we truly are trying to find that perfect balance that we're going to always try to have to come back to, because you know, it's, once you find that balance, you have to re-find it. But just if you can just keep one thing in mind, and that is long-term health. If you're putting something in your system and you're not really sure what it is, I would suggest that you take a second look at it and ask yourself, what is this? What is this? What is this going to do to me? And if you don't know what it is or what it's going to do to you, I suggest that you put it down and you opt for a different choice. And the whole choice is going to be whole foods, which I talk a lot about. I'm not a big person to push a ton of, you know, supplements. I'm really truly about whole foods and getting in your nutrition from whole foods. And nutrition is my love, my joy, and it's really, I find it so powerful because you can really change your life on the foods that you decide, you choose. We all have a choice to eat. And there's so many different diseases and ailments, and you know, the conference was also about how our choices and the way that we're living our lifestyle and the choices that we're making are causing these illnesses that, you know, that we have today, and all the drugs that the doctors are pushing on us in order for us to kill these diseases, when really they're just amplifying the situation and making it worse. And, you know, if you look back, was Lipitor, around hundreds of years ago, or with our grandparents, were they taking those types of drugs? Were they dying of heart disease? And the true cause of all these diseases is in the choices that we're making every day, whether it be, you know, trans fat, processed foods, which is huge, you know, too much of the wrong fats, too many of the wrong carbohydrates, all those different choices that we're making on a daily basis. So, anyways, what I wanted to just talk about today really briefly as our first little intro is just organic food and just really considering where you're getting your protein sources and just your produce and whatnot. But especially today, I want to talk about just like your protein sources from lean meat, such as chicken and beef and stuff like that. I know that, you know, we all eat a lot of chicken, and I'm a firm believer in more fish. But of course, you know, I'd still do eat chicken. I'm not opposed to chicken. But it's really important to think about where your chicken is coming from. And non-organic chicken can have certain effects on us. And what's concerning about the non-organic chicken, and this was really kind of hit home for me because, you know, I am a believer in organic, but at the same time, I've been one to be more realistic. And, you know, we're eating 6-7 times a day, and organic is a little bit more expensive. And so it's kind of that question of, can we afford to eat all organic? And does it truly make a difference? And the conference really just brought to my attention that it really, really does. And these hormones that are being packed with all the chickens and, you know, in our eggs too, you have to consider that the eggs are coming from the chickens as well, are really causing some of these issues that we're having today. And what's really concerning is the high levels of estrogen that's in chickens. And, you know, the estrogen it causes the animals to mature faster, and therefore if they mature faster, guess what's going to happen? They are going to produce more. They're just going to be able to produce more, and farmers or ranchers and all these people are going to be able to make more money. And so that's why they're just trying to get as much as they can out of these chickens. So they're pumping them loaded with hormones and estrogens. And what's happening is that this is coming out into we're eating these estrogens. And, we all know that estrogen is one of our favorite hormones, right? But what's going on is that all these estrogens, we're getting them into our system, and these are chemicals. And what's happening is we are eating these estrogens, our estrogen levels are high, or they're getting tweaked. And, you know, if you're somebody that suffers from PMS, and if you're staying away from non-organic chicken, it might be worth your money to consider organic chicken, because one of the most common signs of PMS is weight gain, just before a period, which causes your bloating and water retention, all that fun stuff. You know what I'm talking about. But these are all sources of being sensitive to estrogen. And this increase in estrogen will decrease the sensitivity of your thyroid receptor. So these are all issues that are going on. And it could be, you know, we could help kind of decrease these symptoms of PMS and menstrual cramping and just having that excess level of estrogen in our system from eating more free-range, grass-fed, lean proteins, you know, organic. So that's just something that I wanted to mention. If you want to cure PMS, you need to get rid of the xenoestrogens that are in your life. And these xenoestrogens are what are fat soluble, and they're stored in our body fat. And these hormones are very they change our world. You know, if your estrogen levels are up or if your estrogen levels are down, if your estrogen is just out of whack, if any of your hormones are out of whack, they just change who we are, how we act, how we respond to situations. And so much of what we are eating is causing these hormonal imbalances. And it's very, very important. I know myself, I've, you know, experienced hormonal imbalances, and it's not fun, you know, and I'm sure many of you can relate to that. And I just want you to consider that, because I, like I said, you know, I've been a big believer that, you know, we have to be realistic, and I still do believe that. But I think if we can choose to, when we do make these decisions, really think about what they are doing to our bodies. What is this choice that I'm making doing to my body? Put aside the price, put aside, you know, how much it's going to cost, or if you can, you know, afford it. And maybe if you can't afford it, maybe you should opt for a different protein source that's not going to have these estrogens and hormones that have been pumped into the animal. So I just really want you to think today and this week and this month, and as we round out the year and hopefully forever, but just try to take it one day at a time, that when you make these decisions, I really want you to ask yourself if they are going to prolong your health or if they could potentially cause problems in the future. And I think that so often we are looking at things as, you know, in the short term, like, okay, I'm looking good. This program's working for me, and nothing, if it's not broke, don't fix it. And that's definitely my motto. If it's not broke, don't fix it, in many areas. But this is one area where I'd say, you know, if it's not broke and, you know, you're looking good and you think you're feeling amazing and you're making all these choices, so you don't want to fix them. But in these certain situations, they might actually be broken if you don't fix them now in your future. And it's just really important for us. We're all, you know, we're young. Even if you are, you know, in your 50s or 60s, we're still young. I consider that young in this day and age. That's still young. So we're all very young. And regardless of our age, we need to consider how these choices that we're making today are going to affect us tomorrow. Or when I say tomorrow, I mean in our future. And it's just very important. I know myself, you know, sometimes you just take things for granted and you take your health for granted. And without our health, we have nothing. So, you know, just think about that and think about longevity. Think about 20 years from now, how something can affect you. And I know for myself, this conference really just brought about a greater perspective on things that are not natural. And, you know, even these superficial, the superficial mindset that we have this day and age. And, you know, all these sweeteners. I'm a big fan of Stevia. Got off my Splenda a couple years ago, which I'm so, so grateful I did. But, you know, I'm really going to try to watch even just the other additives. I know sometimes we have that sweet tooth and we're not perfect, and it's better, you know, to maybe have a little something every now and then than it's not going to kill you. To have a little something, like, for example, you know, I do have some different sugar-free substances that I do use in some of my recipes, and I have used on occasion. And I'm not saying that I'm never going to use those again. I'm not, you know, I'm not perfect, but I am going to consider the source from now on and ask myself, do I really want it? What is this doing? You know, does that 2 seconds of pleasure in my mouth really, is that really worth it? So it's just something that I'm going to consider, and I'm going to consider too. I'm going to continue to kind of put that out there as we move forward and just really try to get back to our ancestors and what they did. And I'm going to ask myself, would my Nona, would my grandmother, would they eat this? Would they know what this is? And if the answer is no, then I'm going to really second guess my decision, you know, to have something. And I'm going to opt to choose for the healthier, more natural source. So again, you know, we all have decisions to make. The choice is ours. We are what we eat. And I just want to start with sharing that information with you and how powerful the conference was that I attended. And I'm just really excited to share more with you. I've got some superfoods that I'm going to share and some new exciting things. So as we're moving forward, this is about balance. This is about lifestyle. This isn't about day style. We're talking about a lifestyle of changes that are going to affect us for our long term. And if we can make decisions today that are going to change our world in 20, 30 years, Why not? Let's start today. Let's start today. Let's start today by making those decisions. So thank you all for being a part of this fabulous website and network. We're all in this together, and it's going to continue to just grow and grow. And just, you know, the more support we can get from one another, and the more tips and tools we can offer each other, the more we can learn. And, you know, as things evolve and as new information becomes about, it's just important that we kind of stay on our toes and keep moving in the right direction. That's going to keep helping us live this lifestyle. So thank you all. And until next time, I will keep you all posted with more findings, and have a fabulous day. Okay. Take care.